KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. 95 today, under partly cloudy skies, south winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Chance for storms, tonight, lows level off around 71, mainly cloudy skies. Slight chance for storms, tomorrow, highs around 95, more clouds than sun. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 81.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Rena Flores with 13 News. July 1st is here and several new laws across Kansas start today. A few of those changes include a new phone ban for drivers in school and work zones, the Squatter Removal Act, and a new program to help train and recruit rural attorneys. Those are just some of the more than 100 new laws now in effect. You can view the full list on our website. And Emporia planners have forwarded their zoning recommendations for a pending data center and other developments. The Planning Commission kept talking last night about a proposed digital infrastructure overlay district, then voted 6-1 to send its recommendation to the City Commission. Opinions differ on the prospect of a data center coming in, but Emporia's planners feel these zoning discussions need to happen for any future development. I'm Rena Flores with 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exterior.
Real talent is defined by what people can do, not where they learn to do it. So by stopping at the education section of a resume, you might throw away the perfect hire. You might miss someone who has valuable skills to offer to help your business thrive right now and in the future. Because the truth is this. Skills First Hiring helps you see talent others miss, like more than 70 million stars, skilled through alternative routes. When you let their story unfold, you gain a competitive advantage, because hiring managers who start with skills are 60% more likely to find a successful hire. See the real person. Complete. See what others miss. Hire Skills First. Learn why it's a competitive advantage at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Soybeans, corn, and cattle are higher. Hogs have turned mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Turn potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein and leveraging the extensive knowledge of their agronomic experts. Soybeans and corn are supported by short covering and a higher move in wheat. August is up 6¾ for soybeans at 11.31. September 6 higher at 11.34¾. September corn is up 5¼ at 4.22. December's 5¾ higher at 4.41¾. Live and feeder cattle are up as bids start to surface in the north and the south. August lives up $1.07 at $2.43.50. October's $1.62 higher at $2.38.27. August feeders are up $2.50 at $3.67.10. And on spread trade and technical buying, August hogs are down 35 at $97.85. October's up 17 at $82.17. Brownfield.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
When you need power you can count on, Heineken Electric is right here at home. Sure, they're a big company, but your job never gets lost in the shuffle. With dedicated local technicians, your service is fast, efficient, and done right the first time. Building new for your business or ag operation? Heineken Electric will design and wire your project for long-term success and real cost savings. From agriculture to commercial, no job is too big. And a licensed Generac dealer. They keep your backup power ready when you need it most. Heineken Electric, powering agriculture, powering business, powering Kansas, and powering you.
Whether you're heating your pool, garage, or planning ahead for colder weather, you can fuel your home with Central Valley Ag. At CVA, propane isn't just for the farm. It's for homeowners, too. Get reliable residential propane service backed by local people you know and trust. From water heaters to generators, CVA propane helps keep your home running comfortably year-round. Learn more at cvacoop.com.
The Jewell County Fair is bringing family fun to Mankato July 9th through 12th. Saturday is family fun night at the fair with a bouncy house, water slide, catch an animal, and pedal tractor pull for the kids. Then at 7 o'clock, hold on tight for mutton busting, bull riding, and the Mayfield Horse Company Rodeo. Finish the night with the dance and food trucks, the Jewell County Fair, where the good times grow. See all the info and schedule on the Jewell County Fair Facebook page.
Summer in Kansas means sunshine, fun, and smart skincare. At Osborne County Memorial Hospital, they're here to help you stay safe while you soak up the season. Before you head outside, remember, sunscreen, hats, and hydration go a long way. Reapply SPF every 2 hours, avoid the brightest part of the day between 10 and 2, and check your skin for any new or changing spots. Have questions or concerns? Their team is just around the corner. Osborne County Memorial Hospital, keeping you protected and healthy this summer.
KD Country 94.
Quiet start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are firm at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Round Field Livestock Market Report, brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. Diesel price swings and an unstable grid can put your livestock's health in danger. Reliable propane powers heaters and ventilation fans at a fraction of the cost. Learn more at propane.com/ag. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains relatively quiet. A few bids have surfaced at $252 live in Nebraska, but the rest of cattle country has been quiet. Asking prices remain elusive. Packer inquiry is expected to improve as the day progresses. Box beef was lower at midday with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 19 cents at $3.92.97. Select is $1.10 lower at $3.70.58. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steer and heifer calves weighing more than 700 pounds were steady to $3 higher. Calves weighing less than 700 pounds were unevenly steady from $4 lower to $4 higher. The USDA says demand was good on a very light supply. The extreme heat is impacting sales. Receipts were down significantly on the week and the year. Medium and large one. Feeder steer, 704 pounds, brought $385 to $391. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 760 to 793 pounds, brought $342. Cash hogs are firm at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Processors have been more aggressive in their procurement efforts in this holiday shortened week and have been moving decent numbers. The market is largely focused on demand. Summer grilling season is in full swing, which is likely helping domestic demand, especially as pork remains a competitively priced protein in the retail space. Global demand for pork has had some bright spots, but there are still concerns about long-term strength. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 11 cents with a weighted average of 97.16. No comparison at the Iowa Minnesota, but a weighted average of 97.13. And the Western Corn Belt also had no comparison, but a weighted average of 97.16. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $63. And pork values were higher at midday, up 48 cents at 95.57. Loins were up sharply, while butts, picnics, and bellies were all lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brown Field.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Former K-State star Dean Wade is signing a long-term deal in free agency, switching teams after seven seasons with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Wade, who turned a two-way contract with the Cavaliers into seven seasons with the organization, has reportedly agreed to a four-year, $39 million deal with the Philadelphia 76ers. The Wichita, Kansas native and former K-State standout agreed to terms with the 76ers, according to ESPN. Sham Sharania. The deal comes after Wade averaged 5.8 points, 4.2 rebounds, and 1.5 assists per game in Cleveland in 2025-2026. He will turn 30 in November, and he's made just over $24 million during his first seven seasons in the league. Elsewhere in the association, former KU star Grady Dick is on the move as part of one of the latest blockbuster trades in the league. The Clippers are trading Kawhi Leonard to the Raptors seven seasons after he left Toronto as part of the deal. Former KU star Grady Dick will head to the Clippers. He was drafted by the Raptors 13th overall in 2023. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
And Todd Clover, head basketball coach for the Wakanda Lakers, a MAYB AAU team of 23 years. Todd has coached a total of 35 years, has 585 wins, 310 losses, coached 9 years at the varsity level in high school, including the Beloit girls for 2 years and the Wakanda East boys for 7 years. But your fame in your game is MAYB AAU, started in 2003. Tell us about the start of the well-known, especially North and the Wakanda Lake.
Well, I coached boys teams before, and I had two really good friends, Jerry Brown and Keith Christine, that had two really talented daughters. And I thought, you know, both being from Glen Elder, there are probably not going to be too many college coaches coming to Glen Elder. So I thought we needed to get a team put together and let the college coaches see them. And Bailey ended up going to McPherson and ended up second all-time leading scorer there. And Vanessa went to Kansas Wesleyan, and she's one of the top couple, two or three players all time at Kansas Wesleyan. And I'm on the Hall of Fame committee there, and nothing official yet, but we're hoping for in the near future here some good news on Vanessa and Kansas Wesleyan. So it turned out really good on the start for those two, and we've just kind of continued on from there.
Well, a lot of people in North Central Kansas think their girls are legit D1 players, and you and I both know that 1% of the entire roster of American girls basketball players will eventually make D1, just 1% out of thousands and thousands of girls. How are the Wakanda Laker girls chosen?
Well, the way I choose them is we don't have tryouts like a lot of places. I see girls that I think would be a good fit for us, and a lot of the ones I have now I actually picked out when they were eighth graders. You know, most teams, they'll look at all state lists and all league lists and things like that. That really doesn't interest me. You know, I don't mind adding an all state player at some point, and I have no problem doing that and working with them. But you know, I have coaching friends, and I'll ask and do my research on them and make sure that they have good body language. And first thing I ask is that they're good students, because that tells me they're pretty disciplined and have a good work ethic, because, you know, I'm going to expect a lot of commitment and work out of them.
Well, Todd, you've got quite a team this year. Your last tournament, you won by 41, 21, 27, and 27 points. You've got three All-Staters, a versatile player in Tiana Luters from Hoyleton, who was cross-country runner. You got an All-State player in Julia Schlesinger from Ellenwood, three Smith Center girls. You got Rainey Eddy from Inman, Jaden Meitler-Sylvan, Paige Joy, who's a versatile post from Clyde, and then the Raby girls from Smith Center, Kaylin Eflin from Smith Center, and who can not just applaud and really be in awe of Sevi Wirtz, four-time All-Stater, state champion in track, and then, of course, who wouldn't want to have a player from Hanover? But talk about this year's team. They are young, as you told me off the record, but quite an all-star team that you've got this year, and they have already went out and got four double-digit wins.
Yeah, you know, I got three seniors, and start with Sevi from Clifton Clyde. Just been a tremendous athlete, all sports, and she's just such a pleasure. She's such a humble person with all the records she sets at everything. And Tiana, you mentioned, I say 4 years I was with her, just like Sevi, but it's more like seven because I started with Trinity, her older sister, and I knew where her shot was at when we started, and her mom and dad did such a great job with her, and she's become such a great shooter, and she's going to run some cross country at the top program in the KCAC, going to Leavenworth, and going to run for St. Mary. And then Julie is quite the story. She's really the epitome of what it's about to be a Laker, because the rest of the crew is a good example also, because most of them I saw as eighth graders, because coach and friends would ask me to come work with their team because I'd either coach their daughter or somebody from their school. Kaylin from Smith Center, I just love having her play. She was our leading scorer and rebounder this last weekend, and you know, junior at Smith Center, and so flexible. She can play any position, and I'm really excited about her. I spent a lot of time today talking to college coaches about her. Rainey from Inman, her dad played on a traveling team I had Joe Heidrich and Justin Steinbrock, had four All-State guys, and he had me come down work with Sutton. You know who Sutton Harris is. She was a great volleyball player from down there, and she's already out to Utah to play D1 volleyball, and worked with her, and Sutton just loved it, so they had me come down a couple years, and Trinity Looters would go with me to demonstrate and put a camp on, and I saw Rainey when she was an eighth grader and really liked her, and it's her first year with us, and she's a junior. And then Paige at Clifton Clyde, I actually coached against her dad. He was a great shooter for Cuba Hillcrest, and I saw some of the same qualities in her, and she has a really high ceiling and just a sophomore. And I really like Jaden from Sylvan. Trinity and I went there. Coach Seehofer had coached Carly Steinle, who was as good a player as I've ever had, and an All-American at Kansas Wesleyan, and so he knew what I did with the girls, and he was coaching the Sylvan Lucas junior high team, and he wanted me to come over and work with the girls. And I liked all the girls. It's a really good group. I picked Jaden out when she was an eighth grader. I really liked her. Of course, I knew about her uncle and her dad and uncle and aunt that were some of the best players to ever come through. And so I knew that, you know, being a Meitler, she was going to have to be good. But I got to say it, Stacy, you know, she's got a fabulous mom, and I see so many great qualities that Jaden has that she got from her mom. So give her credit for that. And Jaden is playing fabulous ball right now. And then you got Hannah and Tatum, really young. You know, Hannah just is an amazing shooter. She's broke six of our records that we keep as a shooter. She could end up being the best shooter I've ever had. Just a great, great offensive player. And Tatum hasn't even enrolled in high school yet. And her dad's done a great job with her shot. Excited about her with what she's going to be in a player. And we don't have Nora Hyman Girl, sophomore from Hanover, that played some with us last year. She blew her ACL in the state championship game. And I'm hoping she can be back for maybe second semester to help Hanover try and go four out of five. Their competition, of course, is going to be Lynn, and it's going to be a big battle for them again.
Well, Todd, a lot of information today. We know what who the Wakanda Lakers are now and how they're developed, and certainly you have a love for basketball and making young ladies better on and off the floor. We appreciate your time today.
Life moves fast. Your financial partner should help you keep up. At Farm Boy Credit Union, they're focused on helping local families, farmers, and businesses reach their financial goals with checking and savings accounts, auto loans, mortgages, mobile banking, and more. Founded right here in North Central Kansas, Farm Boy Credit Union is member-owned and community-driven. Whether you're buying your first vehicle, planning for the future, or just looking for friendly local service, Farm Boy is here for you. Visit Farm Boy Credit Union in Beloit, Osborne, Lincoln, or Mankato, or learn more online at farmwaycu.com.
Wakanda Boats in Glen Elder, Kansas and Republican City, Nebraska is 4th of July ready. Wakanda has fishing rods, tackle, and fishing boats in stock. Wakanda has all the floating oases you could want. Air mats, lily pads, tube skis, wakeboards, zupboards, a huge lineup of Coast Guard approved life jackets, and so much more. Wakanda has many rebates and financing options going on now. Stop in or make an appointment after hours to see what they can offer you and your family to make memories on the water. Wakanda Boats, let's get you on the water. America turns 250, and we're throwing one heck of a birthday party at Wakanda Lake. Join the Wakanda Cultural Association on July 4th at the Osage Campground for Wakanda Lake Fest 2026, a celebration of America's 250th birthday filled with great music, family fun, and unforgettable memories. Enjoy an afternoon and evening of live entertainment featuring talented local performers, including Downs native Craig Bucher.
This is my land, this is heavenly.
Followed by the original sounds of Velveteen Elvis, this year's headline act. Then as darkness falls over the lake, gather with friends and family for a spectacular fireworks display that will light up the night sky and cap off an incredible Independence Day celebration. Food, fun, live music, and fireworks. It's all happening July 4th at the Osage Campground at Wakanda Lake. Presented by the Wakanda Cultural Association. Come celebrate 250 years of America at Wakanda Lake Fest 2026. Looking for durable, stylish dining furniture built to last? Come to Domini's Furniture in Downs. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Domini's is the largest chrome craft dealer in a 5-state area featuring a showroom with 21 sets and over 120 chairs in stock. Choose from beautiful finishes like chestnut, walnut, stainless steel, or black nickel, plus a variety of easy-to-clean fabrics and vinyl. With laminated tables in all sizes and chrome craft's industry-leading swivel, tilt, and caster features, you'll find quality and comfort that stands the test of time. Visit Domini Furniture today, where great value meets lasting quality.
Over 65 or turning 65 soon? Medicare doesn't have to be confusing. Alicia and Denise at Strother Insurance are here to cut through the clutter, explain your options, and help you choose the plan that's right for you. Wanting to make sure your family is taken care of when you're gone? From Medicare supplements and final expense coverage to individual and group health insurance, they'll make the process easy to understand. Skip the stress and ignore those scam calls. Call Strother Insurance today at 282-8151 or stop by 301 South Main in Smith Center.
KD Country 94. We're your home for country.